Well, these two sides have already played a lot of baseball. This is game number 66 of the season for both sides. Translation, it's the final game of the first half in the Carolina League's 2024 season, and we are set and ready to go for it here in Kannapolis, North Carolina, as the Kannapolis Cannonballers and the Myrtle Beach Pelicans face off for the fourth time this week, seven total games, and this is game number four of this seven-game series. Hi, good friends, Dan Lodi here to give you the action. Bally Live, MILB.TV, free audio streams on kcballers.com and the MILB First Pitch app. It's Aldrin Batista getting the start tonight for Kannapolis on the bump, 5-2. He is second place in the Carolina League in wins on the mound, 5 wins in a total of 10 starts, 2 losses, a 3.44 ERA. He gets the start tonight for Kannapolis. First pitch on the way. It is right down Broadway at 7:01, and we are underway in Kannapolis. 85 degrees and mostly clear skies here in Cannon City, North Carolina. This one grounded to first on a back end. Caden Connor fields, and to first he goes for the out just like that. A 3-2 ground out, and Reginald Preciado is the first out. It's Christopher Passiola, third baseman, standing in. So Passiola digs in for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans out of the Chicago Cubs organization. The third baseman today for the Myrtle Beach, Jacob Wetzel in right field. That's in the third spot in the order for these Pelicans under the leadership of Buddy Bailey. First pitch to Passiola from Aldrin Batista, a little bit outside. The count is 1-0. Batista making his 11th start of the season. Last time out, allowed 3 runs on 4 innings with 4 strikeouts against Delmarva up in Maryland. 1-0 in there on the inside corner, and the count moves to 1-1. Ballers looking for their second win of the week. They picked up a victory in the first game of the doubleheader yesterday, and then were shut out 7-0 in game two. 1-1 on the way, swing and a miss inside, and Passiola has a 1-2 count. Wetzel, the right fielder, awaits on deck. Alfonso Rosario, center fielder, bats in the cleanup spot. Drew Bowser, first baseman, bats fifth. Andy Gariola, left fielder, bats sixth. Batting seventh, Carter Trice, the catcher, is Ismael Mena, DH, bats eighth. And batting ninth is Christian Olivo. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out, pulled the string on him with a breaking ball. And Aldrin Batista picks up a punch out, his first of the night. Quickly, 2 outs, Jacob Wetzel, the batter. So Wetzel stands in for the Pelicans. Defensively for Kannapolis tonight, it'll be Ossie and Hogan and Logan in the outfield, left to right. In the infield, left to right, third to first, Mikey Kane, Wilbur Sanchez, Javier Mora, and Caden Connor. And behind the dish is Luis Pineda. First pitch in and out of the glove of Pineda. It's a 1-0 count as Aldrin Batista offered a first pitch breaking ball. 4-seam fastball, 2-seam fastball, change up and a slider for the righty from Azua, Dominican Republic. 1-0 is on the inside corner as called by our home plate umpire tonight, Cameron Jones. It's a 1-1 count. Cam Jones in the vicinity of home plate calling balls and strikes, and out in the field is Reginald Webb. Again, both has a side by the Carolina League. 1-1 a bit outside, 2-1 now on the right fielder, Jacob Wetzel. Wetzel in right field, was in center in the second game of the doubleheader yesterday. He digs in for the Pelicans. 2-1 in the way. Fouled off the top of the protective netting, and the count evens now 2-2. Aldrin Batista has seen these Pelicans once already this year in 5 innings, 6 hits, 1 earned run, 5 strikeouts. Myrtle Beach batting .286 as a team entering today against Aldrin Batista. So a guy that has had a little bit of success, and he works to his own pace. 2-2 to Wetzel. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Look at a changeup from Aldrin Batista. And it's 2 punch-outs to start his day. That's the end of the top of the first. We'll take a break and be right back as the Ballers will bat for the first time today in the bottom half. Wilbur Sanchez, Matt Hogan, Caden Connor do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wilbur Sanchez leads it off for the Kannapolis Cannonballers in this bottom of the first inning. Matt Hogan, Caden Connor follow as the Ballers and Pelicans battle in game four of this seven-game series. It's the righty Jackson Wiggins on the mound to start it off for the Pelicans tonight. First pitch fastball is swung on and fouled off. The count is quickly 0-1. Wiggins, a 6'6" righty, very intimidating presence on the bump, 225 pounds from Roland, Oklahoma. A second round pick in 2023 by the Chicago Cubs is Jackson Wiggins out of Arkansas. 0-1 a bit upstairs, now 1-1. Wiggins pitched two seasons at Arkansas, 34 games and 19 starts. He was 9-4, had an over a 6 ERA, though. Did it, Jackson Wiggins, 1-1, swung and a miss. Sanchez works now from behind, 1-2, and a 97-mile-an-hour heater. And again, Sanchez, Hogan, Connor due up in the inning for these Kannapolis Cannonballers in their white tops today, white pants. Myrtle Beach in the gray tops and gray pants for this Thursday night, Thirsty Thursday showdown in Kannapolis at Atrium Health Ballpark. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Sanchez goes down on strikes. First punch out of the night for Jackson Wiggins. One down now and due up Matt Hogan, the center fielder. Jackson Wiggins actually pitched in the College World Series back in 2022 against Ole Miss, but he had a bit of a rough go of it. Inning in a third, he gave up four earned runs on four hits with a home run, three walks, and three punch outs. Matt Hogan will dig in. First pitch from the tall righty on the mound to Hogan is a little bit inside, and the count's 1-0. Hogan in center bats second. Caden Connor bats third at first base. Rony Hernandez, DH, bats cleanup. Third baseman Mikey Kane bats fifth. Batting sixth is Albert Sinasian. Hogan swings at the 1-0 and misses. It's 1-1. Luis Pineda, catcher, bats seventh. Batting eighth, right fielder Drake Logan, and batting ninth is the second baseman Javier Mora. And all under the leadership of Patrick Leland in his second season as manager of the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Pitch a bit outside, 2-1. The Kannapolis Cannonballers clinching the playoff spot in the Carolina League South Division. They are the first half champions of the South Division in the Carolina League. 2-1. This one fouled off over my head, and the count will move now even, 2-2. So Hogan at the plate battling against Jackson Wiggins, who is on the bump for Myrtle Beach. In the field, left to right, Gariola, Rosario, and Wetzel out in the outfield. In the infield, left to right, Paciola, Olivo, Preciado, and Bowser. And behind the dish is Carter Trice for Jackson Wiggins, 2-2. Up and away on a breaking ball, and it's now count running full. So Ballers and Pelicans in their fourth game of this series. They will play three more. And then they'll play a whole six-gamer down in Myrtle Beach. 3-2, sharp grounder to second. And it's played by Preciado to first. He goes for the out. 4-3, ground out of the book for Matt Hogan. Two outs now. Caden Connor at first base. No bad next for Kannapolis. Jackson Wiggins making just his third appearance in a Pelicans uniform. Last time out for him on the 13th. Against the Columbia Fireflies, one run on four hits in three innings. This first pitch to Connor, a little bit outside, count is 1-0. Connor, Carolina League leader in hits and total bases, second in doubles, runs scored, and RBI. 1-0 on the way, swing and a miss. Count will move even, 1-1. One. 1-1 count with two outs. From the line, Wiggins sets and fires. Swing and a miss. Nice 97-mile-an-hour heater from the righty Wiggins. It's 1-2. Jackson Wiggins kind of known for his high-velo fastball. 97 in the radar gun. Definitely finds the heat when he needs it. Number 19 overall prospect in the Cubs organization per MLB Pipeline. A guy that has only gone as many as three innings on the season. He made four appearances in the Complex League before being sent to Myrtle. 1-2, this one lifted high and foul, and the count will stay put, 1-2. Rony Hernandez, DH awaiting on deck. Bottom of the first in a scoreless ball game. The Kannapolis Cannonballers looking to get some offense rolling against these Pelicans. And Kannapolis going to pick up their second win of the week. Wiggins will line and fire, 1-2. Inside, almost hits Connor. And he does a little dipsy-do in the batter's box. Count evens 2-2. Kannapolis has only scored first twice this week of the three games. And they're 1-1 when they do so. And they did not score first or score at all in the second game of the doubleheader last night. And they were shut out 7-0. 2-2 to Connor. This one's lifted down the line in left field, hooking foul. After it is past Ciola and foul ground, runs out of room. It actually stayed in the field of play, but it was way deep in the line and near the wall. Past Ciola opts to just watch it fall, and it'll say 2-2 count still on Caden Connor. Caden Connor batting 303 on the year, 73 hits. He leads the ballers, as well as four home runs, 45 RBI. Caden Connor has been one of the more impressive bats this season for these Kannapolis Cannonballers. Wiggins the line, 2-2. Breaking ball just a bit inside, and the count runs full now. Good at-bat from Caden Connor. Connor leads in average, hits, doubles, RBI, slugging percentage, and OPS. 3-2 on the way. Swung on, fouled off, and a long at-bat just continues here. As we'll see now, a ninth pitch of the at-bat. Connor from Cal State Fullerton, a 19th-round pick in 2023 out of Orange, California. Full count payoff pitch. This one smoked in the left on a line. Gariola takes a horrible angle on it, and that'll hit the wall. Connor headed for second, and he's got himself another double on the air. Connor with his 18th double of the season with two outs on a line drive and a left, a long at-bat, and it results in a double for Caden Connor. One on, two outs, and Rony Hernandez due up. So Caden Connor with his 18th double of the season. Guy that has absolutely crushed pitching this year. And the good times just keep on rolling. 18 doubles for him now on the year. First pitch to Rony Hernandez. A little bit inside on the first pitch for the DH. Count is 1-0. Rony, a guy still looking for his first hit this week. 0-3. Batting 253 on the year. He has one home run that came 2 weeks ago up in Fredericksburg. 1-0 from Wiggins. Big swing and in and out of the glove of Trice. Oh, and it looked to be a foul tip. It's even at 1-1. Hernandez in 45 games with the Complex League last year batted 338. This year batting 253 with 43 hits and about the same number of games, maybe a few more. So still a guy that's looking for his full potential of power, but it is there. 1-1 from Wiggins. Inside corner, and Cam Jones calls it a strike. It's 1-2. Caden Connor over there at first. 4-for-5 on the year in stolen base attempts. So a guy that has a little bit of speed, but doesn't need to use it much. 1-2 to Rony. Breaking ball just a bit outside. Count evens 2-2. Now the plot thickens like a good country gravy. There's an arm tossing in the pen for Myrtle Beach. 2-2 count with two outs. Connor at second, pitch to Ronnie Hernandez. Upstairs with the fastball. Now count runs full. J-Rawl Vizcaino is the righty tossing in the pen. A Sabana Grande de la Palanque, Dominican Republic native. So Ronnie Hernandez working the count full here against Wiggins. 3-2. Swung on, fouled off. The at-bat just keeps going. A couple of long at-bats this inning for Kannapolis, and it's only helping them. Wiggins, again, a guy that hasn't gone too deep into games. And this is just his third start. In four starts in the Complex League, he only went seven innings. So a guy that's been on a bit of a shorter pitch count. He didn't pitch at all last year due to Tommy John. 3-2 low, but called strike three. Caught the lower part of the zone, and there is strike three. So second punch out of the night for Jackson Wiggins. There is the third out of the inning. So the ballers will leave one runner stranded as Wiggins gets a pair of punch outs. But in between that, Caden Connor with a double. It is no runs on one hit, no errors, one left on. We'll go to the top, of the second. Alphonson Rosario, Drew Bowser, Andy Gariola do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Pally Live. Alphonson Rosario, Drew Bowser, Andy Gariola do up. We're in the top of the second inning. Kannapolis and Myrtle Beach battle for the fourth time this week. And it's been a lot of baseball between these two sides. We've seen already 24 innings, but we've still got a lot more to go. As this pitch on the way from Batista to Alphonson Rosario, a bit outside. 1-0 count on the Pelicans center fielder, Bowser and Gariola to follow. Against these Kannapolis Cannonballers, Batista quick pitches on the 1-0. It's a little bit outside, and the count is 2-0. Ballers still locked into the playoffs with the first half clinch. Today, the final day of the first half in the Carolina League. Going to be a busy day tomorrow updating all the first halfers. 2-0. This one deep in the hole. Grounded to Kane. Throw to first is not in time. But with that grounder that's deep in the hole over there, it is a base hit for Alphonson Rosario. A nice play by Kane getting down the line and making the play and at least giving him a chance on the throw. But Rosario runs it out, and it's a first batter single for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. One on, nobody out for Drew Bowser. Drew Bowser, the first baseman tonight, just added to the roster a little over 2 weeks ago by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans in the Chicago Cubs system. First pitch, a little half-hearted swing. This one ends up in the Ballers' dugout. And Jake Bockenstedt shows off and makes the barehanded grab. 0-1 count on Drew Bowser. The L.A. California native, 22 years of age, a 20th round pick in 2023. 0-1 from Batista. Breaking ball, check swing, doesn't matter. It's in there for a called strike, 0-2. Aldrin Batista, number 26 overall prospect in the organization for the Chicago White Sox, acquired in a trade to the Los Angeles Dodgers just a little bit less than a year ago. Check on the runner at first. Rosario back in safely. Rosario, a guy that has a little bit of speed over there. 11 for 12 in stolen base attempts. Bowser at the plate, the former Stanford standout. 20th rounder last year, 0-2. A little bit outside from Aldrin, and the count moves to 1-2. Batista led the Arizona Complex League in strikeouts last season before being traded to the White Sox, so a guy that has a lot of swing and miss potential. Still a little bit behind the rest of his teammates in strikeouts this year, but a guy that's been mowing through orders. 1-2, swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. There's five batters faced, and there's three punch-outs for Aldrin Batista. So far, so good from the righty tonight. One on, one out. Left fielder Andy Gariola digs in. So Andy Gariola will get a chance to bat against Aldrin Batista. Carolina League leader in home runs with 12 on the season. And actually, the Myrtle Beach Pelicans first place in the Carolina League with 51 home runs. Runner goes, first pitch, taken to the plate for strike one, throwing a second, and it's not in time. In and out of the glove of Mora. Rosario has his 12th stolen base of the season. And it's an 0-1 count at the plate on Andy Gariola. As mentioned, Myrtle Beach at 51 home runs. They do lead the Carolina League by six in all of the Carolina League. They're tied for second, only behind Modesto in the California League, who has 60. And then at 51, it's, of course, Myrtle Beach. And then Bradenton, the Marauders, and the Clearwater Threshers in the Florida State League. 0-1 in and out of the glove of Pineda. And to the backstop it goes. Rosario's going to scurry to third. And we'll await the scoring decision as it looked like a catchable pitch. We'll have to await it from our official score to our right here. As runner now at third for the Pelicans. This one in and out of the glove. A 1-1 count on Andy Gariola. And now a run just 90 feet away. Infield's going to have to play in a very strong power bat. Looks like the call will be a passed ball. That'll move the runner up. So a stolen base and a pass ball have moved the runner from first to third. 1-1. Fastball right down Broadway. Batista says hit it if you can. And it's 1-2 on Gariola. Former Old Dominion Monarch, 17th round pick in 2022, 24 years of age. Seven of his 12 homers this year have been solo homers, but he's got a guy on third. 1-2. A little bit outside and low, even now at 2-2. Gariola at 24 years of age is the second oldest. He actually is the oldest position player on the roster for the Pelicans, a team that has some youth, hovers around the 21-year-old range on the roster. 2-2 from Batista. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Four punch-outs through six batters faced for Aldrin Batista. And the runner still at third for the Pelicans. And I don't think Aldrin Batista wants to let him score. We'll see what happens here as Carter Trice, the catcher, is going to dig in. Trice gets his first start behind the plate this week. He stands in the former NC State backstop. First pitch from Batista, spun in on the inside corner for strike one. It's 0-1. Carter Trice this week has been pretty solid. 4-for-8 with a triple, two RBIs, and two strikeouts against these ballers. 0-1 of it up and away. 1-1 now to the catcher, Carter Trice. On the year against Kannapolis, 5-for-22. He's played six games against Kannapolis. Again, we went down there in mid-April for a six-game series. It ended up being 5. 1-1. Inside corner. What a beauty of a fastball from Batista. 1-2. And now Aldrin's one strike away from getting out of the jam. Runner at third is Alfonsín Rosario. Tries to the plate. On deck awaiting Ismael Mena. From the wind, Batista orgs. 1-2. Swung on, grounded to third. Diving effort by Kane, but called foul by the home plate umpire Cam Jones. So Jones calls the ball foul, and I don't think Buddy Bailey likes the call at all. I don't think anybody in a gray uniform likes the call at all. Cam Jones, the home plate umpire, makes the call, and it'll move the runner back to third. in Rosario. Trice will work with a 1-2 count. That's about the third or fourth time this week that Myrtle Beach, as a team, have just lost their cool with this umpire crew. Mind you, it's been on both sides. It's been a bit of a heated competition this week. Last night, a extended delay discussing a play of a potential miss at second. 1-2, this one's into center for a base hit. That'll score the runner. So now Carter Trice picks up the base hit, and it's an RBI single. Alphonso Rosario scores. Trice with an RBI base knock, and the Pelicans take the first lead tonight. It is 1-0 with still two outs in this top of the second, and the lefty Ismael Mena will bat. So Aldrin Batista will continue his streak. That is now 10 games in a row he's allowed a run. He has not had a shutout outing since his first start of the season back on the 11th of April. That was against the Augusta Green Jackets. First pitch to Mena is a little bit outside, a 1-0 count. As Rosario scores, Trice will dive back in on a pickoff attempt to first, not in time. 1-0 count of the plate on Ismael Mena. Day off yesterday. Acquired in a trade with the San Diego Padres. And he had both games of the doubleheader off yesterday. 1-0. Swings with a looping swing and misses. 1-1. I say looping because he took a very long approach to that swing. Kind of let the bat fly off his shoulder and then brought it around rather than keeping the swing short. 1-1. Another loopy swing. Swings and misses. 1-2. He's getting fruit loopy in the batter's box. Is Ismael Mena. 1-2 count with two outs. Aldrin Batista trying to applejack me up here in the press box. 1-2. Lined up the middle. After it is Sanchez. He can't make the grab. That's in the center for a base hit. And that'll move the runners up. Trice to second. Mena to first. On a back-to-back singles outing now for Myrtle Beach in the second inning. So three hits in the frame for the Pelicans. They have two on. The nine-hole batter, Christian Oliva, will bat. So Oliva will get a chance to drive in some more runs for Myrtle Beach. This is the second game of the series. The Pelicans have struck first. This is only the second game that's been a true nine-inning game. Hard to evaluate seven-inning games. First pitch, big swing and a miss, 0-1. One after an upstairs breaking ball. Batista offering an upstairs changeup. And just no dice on the swing from Oliva. 0-1 count with two outs. Batista's pitch. Just a bit outside, didn't miss by much. 1-1. Wind slightly blowing out to left field tonight. Beautiful night for baseball. Good crowd on hand. Thirsty Thursday action. And a card set giveaway. No, I had to grab me one of those. 1-1. Grissom's grounded weakly to short. Sanchez will field. Has to kind of rush the throw over to first, but it's in time for the out. 6-3 ground out. That's the third out of the inning. There's one run for the Pelicans on three hits. No errors, and they leave 2-1. We'll go to the bottom of the second inning. It's Kane, Ossie, and Pineda do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. It's Pelicans 1, Ballers none. Well, the Pelicans put up one hit and one run, I should say. They wish they put up one hit. They put up three hits in that top of the second. They score one run. It is 1-0 Myrtle Beach here. In this bottom of the second inning, they out-hit Kannapolis at the moment, 3-1. As it's Mikey Kane that'll lead it off. Albert Sinasian and Luis Pineda do up. Here in this bottom of the second, Jackson Wiggins back of the bump. His first pitch to Kane a little bit low, and the count's 1-0. Mikey Kane, former Oregon State Beaver, played alongside projected top 2024 MLB draft pick Travis Bazzana over at Oregon State. 1-0, a bit up and inside. It's 2-0. Of course, we're keeping a close eye on the MLB draft coming up in just a few short weeks. The White Sox, the fifth overall pick. That means the Ballers might get a little relief coming soon. 2-0. This one's grounded foul. Kane got a piece of it, but it lands foul before dribbling back to the mound. It's 2-1. 2-1 count with nobody out. Mikey Kane digging in. Did not play in the second game of the doubleheader. 2-for-4 in the week, though. Had a home run and two RBIs earlier in the week against Myrtle Beach. 2-1. Swing and a miss. And he just gets a piece of a 96-mile-an-hour heater. 2-2. Ballers not a team that hit a lot of home runs. They're actually in the bottom third of single-A level in home runs. 2-2 on the outside. Cornering him up, got him looking. Called strike three. Third strikeout of the day for Jackson Wiggins. There's one out in the inning. Albert Sinasian due up. So Albertson Ossian gets his first at-bat of the day against Jackson Wiggins. Still no arms warming for either side now. As Vizcaino was warming in kind of an emergency scenario last half inning for the Pelicans. First pitch in there, 0-1. Ossian 0-for-6 on the week, trying to get his first hit of the week against these Pelicans. 0-1 lifted high and foul, and it's 0-2. 40 hits on the year for Albertson, four homers. Again, of those 40 hits, has eight extra base hits, 32 singles, 0-2. This one swung on and belted down the line and right, drifting towards foul ground. That's going to end up in the seats, and Trevor Wilton, you dropped it. No, don't play it like you made the catch. You didn't make the catch, Trevor. You're not that cool. He's no Dan Elodie. If Dan Elodie had a ball come up here, you know he's making the catch. No question. 0-2 count on Albertson Ossian with one down in this bottom of the second inning. 1-0 is your score. Pelicans lead. 0-2 to Albertson. This one's a little looper in foul ground after it. First baseman Bowser, and he makes the grab with a run for the out. It's a soft P3 off the bat of Albertson Ossian. Two outs, and now Luis Pineda do up. So Luis Pineda will do be standing in now. First pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Trying to get ahead on a changeup for Luis Pineda from Jackson Wiggins. 0-1, sharp grounder to short, backhanded by Olivo deep in the hole. Throw to first, and again him. Yes, they did. A nice pick at first from Drew Bowser. And the play is made for the third out, a 1-2-3 inning, as Kannapolis just up and down like that. And that will send it into the third inning we go. It will be Preciado, Paciola, and Wetzel do up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Reginald Preciado leads it off. It's the top of the third inning here in Kannapolis. Ballers trail 1-0 to the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Aldrin Batista back for another inning of work. His first pitch in there called strike, and it's 0-1 on Reginald Preciado. Paciola and Wetzel to follow as Preciado grounds the 0-1 a short. Sanchez to his left. A step makes the play for the out. It's a 6-3 ground out to Sanchez. It's short for Preciado. There's the first out. Two up now. Paciola. Christopher Paciola, the opening night starter at third base for the Pelicans, had his first home run of the year back on the 24th of April against Lynchburg. He had a walk-off fielder's choice back in May against Fredericksburg. This first pitch in there called strike 0-1. 1-for-3 with a double and a strikeout in his one game of the week so far here in Kannapolis. 0-1 pitch on the way. A little weak tapper towards first. Connor will field. Thought about just going to cover the base, but had to make the play. And Batista covered the first base bag, so it ends up a 3-1 put out of Paciola for the second out. And now Jacob Wetzel, the right fielder, digs in for the Pelicans. The Ballers with no base runners to worry about quite yet here. Top of the third, Wetzel digs in, struck out his last time up. Aldrin with four punch outs in his first 2 2/3 innings. First pitch on the outside corner, and the count is 0-1 now on Jacob Wetzel. That one looked a bit outside. Wetzel showed bunt, pulled it back. And Myrtle Beach just not happy with this umpire crew. 0-1 a bit inside, even at a 1-1. 1-1 count with two outs in this top of the third. Batista will work from the wind. 1-1 to Wetzel. Low on the outside corner, 1-2. Wetzel again in right field today. Bounced around, played center yesterday. Undrafted free agent signee in 2020. 1-2 in there. Ring him up, got him looking. Called strike three. There's a punch out, and Wetzel down on strikes. A 1-2-3 frame. There's five on the day for Aldrin Batista. That'll send us into a break. We'll go to the bottom of the third. Ballers will bat. It'll be Logan Mora and Sanchez when we return to the Ballers. Baseball Network and Valley Live.
He is the first baseman. There's left to two first baseman.
Drake Logan will lead off in the bottom of the third inning for the Kannapolis Cannonballers against these Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Bottom three, Jackson Wiggins back on the bump for his third inning of work. He'll line and fire. First pitch to Drake Logan is a little bit low, but outside count is 1-0. Wiggins back on the bump. So far, he has picked up three strikeouts against these ballers and allowed just one hit. Logan steps in, 1-0, a bit low, and it's now 2-0. Logan did not play in the second game of the doubleheader. 1-for-5 on the week with a double and a walk. 2-0 from the line. Wiggins works. This one lifted down the line high and foul. That'll end up in the right field terrace. Heads up. 2-1, your count on Drake Logan. Mora and Sanchez to follow in this bottom half of the third. Bit of a gritty ball game between these two sides so far. Just a little bit of success for Myrtle in the second inning is the difference. 2-1 on the way. This one lined into left. Gariola chases, and he gets there in time for the out. It's a F7 for Drake Logan. He gets a hold of a fastball, and he lifts it into left, but that is out number one. Due up now, Javier Mora, the second baseman. So Moore gets a start for the second day in a row. He is 0-for-2 with a walk in last night's action. Moore on the season, kind of struggling, batting 149 with just 7 hits. He takes first pitch for a called strike on a breaking ball. It's 0-1. 2 RBI for Moore, 5 walks, and 17 strikeouts for Moore with, again, just 7 hits. This one, a check swing. Did he go around? Yes, he did. And the count is 0-2. Count with one out. Top of the order, Wilbur Sanchez awaits on deck. Pitch on the way, swing and a miss for strike three. Wiggins picks up his fourth strikeout of the night. There's two outs, and top of the order, due up, it's Wilbur Sanchez. So Sanchez will dig in. He struck out his first time up against the righty Jackson Wiggins. As far as his pitch count goes, not too bad of a night so far. 44 pitches and 30 strikes after a bit of a rough first inning with a lot of deep counts. He's certainly settled in. This one a bit low. It's 1-0. 1-0 count with two outs. Sanchez batting 265 on the year. Hit a home run yesterday. 1-0 in there. Now count evens 1-1. Sanchez, the all-time Cannonballers games play leader. Entering 2024, he had 224. 1-1 a bit outside, and Wiggins now has a 2-1 count on Wilbur Sanchez. Certainly has picked it up this year. Entering today, batted 268. On the series, 1-for-4 with 3 RBI. He swings on the 2-1. He gets a piece of it, but it's foul, and it's even 2-2. Sanchez playing short again. He's had to play a little bit more second base as of late with Ryan Burrows stepping in to play short. Burrows, though, with a day off. 2-2. Outside corner. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Fifth punch out of the day for Jackson Wiggins, including a pair of Wilbur Sanchez strikeouts. It's now 5 through 3 innings for the righty. And that'll take us into the top of the fourth. It's Rosario, Bowser, Gariola due up when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Alphonson Rosario leads it off here in this top of the fourth inning. Aldrin Batista back for another inning of work. First pitch, check swing, did he go? Yes, he did, says Reginald Webb. And the count is 0-1 on Rosario, the center fielder. Bowser and Gariola to follow in this top of the fourth inning. A busy night in the Carolina League. Time to look at the out-of-town scores here as we get the 0-1 a little bit outside. 1-1 from Aldrin Batista. We actually had one game canceled. There was a doubleheader supposed to be played tonight between Columbia and Carolina. But with Kannapolis already clinching, they decided to cancel the one game. 1-1 in the center. And making the play is Matt Hogan for the out at F8. There's the first out. So one down, Drew Bowser due up. So Carolina and Columbia play just one game tonight. They're in the top of the third. The Mudcats lead 2-0 in Columbia over the Fireflies. Bottom five, tie game in Fayetteville. The Woodpeckers hosting the Delmarva Shorebirds. It's 1-1. Top four, Salem up 1-0 up there at Curley and Clinic Field over the Augusta Green Jackets. This first pitch to Bowser fouled off. It's 0-1. End of the third. After a wild game last night, Charleston and Lynchburg have kept it pretty chill today. It is 1-1 after three innings down at the Joe in Charleston. 0-1 of it outside and low, and the count evens 1-1 on Drew Bowser. And then finally in the bottom of the third, Fredericksburg hosting the Down East Wood Ducks. And the Wood Ducks up 1-0 on Fred Nats. 1-1 grounded to short on a broken bat. Sanchez Field sort of first in time for the out. Nice play by Sanchez deep in the hole. There's the second out, and now Andy Gariola steps in. Bases empty, two outs. Bowser got a piece of that bat, and it definitely snapped. So Gariola stands in 0-1 of the strikeout. Batista, five punch outs through now 3 2/3. Time call by the batter, Andy Gariola. Batista working just a little too quick. He's a guy that likes to go at his pace. Under 50 pitches still. This will be pitch number 50. First pitch is a called strike on a fastball at just under 96 miles an hour, 0-1. It still is wild to me sometimes, sitting here watching guys throw at high velos like this, 0-1, even a breaking ball at 85 inside 1-1. It's still crazy. That's allegedly faster than you're going down I-85, I-485, whatever you're going down the highway. 1-1, swing and a miss, 1-2. But if you're going faster than an Aldrin Batista fastball on the highway, that's probably not good. 1-2 count with two outs. Gariola buys himself a little more time, trying to avoid a second strikeout of the night. From the line, Batista sets. 1-2. Fastball outside, cornering him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. Six punch outs through four innings for Aldrin Batista. And it's a very quick 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and nobody left on. Batista mowing through the order here. We'll go to a break. Bottom of the fourth. Due up for the Ballers. Hogan, Connor, and Ronnie Hernandez when we return on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Matt O going to lead it off in the bottom of the fourth inning. Ballers still trail 1-0. What's been kind of a quiet game, a bit of a tough game for these two sides, just battling each other. One more out, though, and Jackson Wiggins will set a new season high in innings pitched. First pitch to Hogan, a bit low, in and out of the glove of the catcher Trice, and it's 1-0. Ballers trail 1-0, being out hit 3-1. If current results hold, this would be the fourth game of the week that the Ballers are out hit. This 1-0 low, 2-0. Kannapolis has not had much luck this season being out hit. So a scenario where the Ballers need to find some offense. 2-0 from the line. Wiggins' pitch is a bit inside but called a strike. Hogan had to duck out of the way with the hips, and it's 2-1. Hogan 0-1, first time up, grounded out to Preciado at second. 2-1. Fastball is a bit low, 3-1. A good pitch from Wiggins at 96 is just a tiny bit low. Caden Connor awaits on deck. Ronnie Hernandez in the hole. We're in the bottom of the fourth. Hogan digs back into the batter's box. Wiggins will wind. 3-1. Swung on, lifted into center field. Drifting over Rosario. Under it, calls everyone off and makes the grab for the out. It's a F8 for one out, and they'll do up Caden Connor. It's Casey Betty back out for another inning as Ballers Bat Dog. Third inning in a row. It's Casey getting her steps in tonight. She gets a treat of a piece of cheese stick. Honestly, you give me a piece of mozzarella cheese stick and I'll go retrieve a bat for you. I'm just not as cute as Casey. First pitch to Caden Connor, a bit inside. It's 1-0. 1-0 count with one out in this bottom of the fourth. Connor had a double his first time up. It's the only hit of the night for Kannapolis on this ballgame. 1-0, this one's popped up high and foul over my head. And it's 1-1. I'm going to make the grab up here, I promise. It's just a little wide. I guess if I was like Victor Wembanyama or something like that, and I was 7'8 or whatever and had the wingspan of one of those condor birds, I could make the grab, but I'm just an ordinary Joe. 1-1 popped up in the infield. Passiola under it, makes the grab for the out. It's a soft P5 off the bat of Caden Connor, so two outs, and the Ballers have not had a base runner since the first inning. Wiggins has sat down a grand total of 9 batters in a row. Ronnie Hernandez due up with 2 outs and nobody on base. Hernandez struck out looking his first time up against Wiggins. First pitch upstairs and it's 1-0. Hernandez with a sharp eye at the plate has more walks than strikeouts on the year. 34 walks, 26 punchouts entering today. He swings at the 1-0, popped up high and foul. That is over my head. And there's the thud. 1-1 count on Ronnie Hernandez. You can't hear the thud in my microphone. And my headphones are just noise-canceling enough where it's hard for me to hear, but I can. 1-1 lifted into right center. Ronnie Hernandez can, too, as he has a two-out base hit into right center. That puts a runner on for the Ballers. Second hit of the night. Second two-out hit of the night, and Kannapolis in business with two outs and one on. It's Mikey Kane due up. Kane digs in with one on and two outs. First time up, he struck out looking. Wiggins with a total of 5 strikeouts on his night. Batista sitting at 6. First pitch to Kane, a little bit outside, a 1-0 count. Ballers, again, have not had a base runner before that single from Hernandez since the first inning. Offense against Wiggins has been few and far between. 1-0 on the way. Low in the dirt, blocked by Trice, now 2-0. Interestingly enough, I just picked this up. I've never seen a catcher do this before, but Carter Trice behind the plate gets in his crouch, and he doesn't hold the glove still. He kind of shakes it a little bit. Now, it may not be intentional. It might just be a muscle memory. But he doesn't keep the glove still. It's almost like he's anticipating it. 2-0 in there called strike. It's 2-1 on a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. The little things you notice when you watch enough baseball. Actually, not tonight, but next Thursday against Columbia will be my 200th broadcast as Voice of the Ballers. Watch a little bit of baseball. 2-1 in the dirt. Trice blocks, but it gets wild, and Hernandez heads to second, and it's a wild pitch from Jackson Wiggins. Not as quite as wild as a night out on Broadway in Nashville, but wild enough to move the runner up. 3-1 count with two outs. The Ballers have a runner in scoring position for the second time tonight. Kane 0-1, trying to change his luck. Takes the 3-1 low for ball four, just like that. Picks up a walk, and Wiggins now has to deal with multiple base runners. Runners on second and first, two outs for Albert Sinassian, and out comes Buddy Bailey. So it looks like Wiggins won't deal with them. It'll be a bullpen arm coming in, and Wiggins will see his night come to an end. 65 pitches, 40 strikes, and that's the end for the righty from Arkansas. New arm on the way. We'll take a break and be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. New arm of the mound for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Jackson Wiggins' night is over. Sam Thorson takes over. 6'3", 210-pound Ronnie from St. Louis Park, Minnesota. 25 years of age, the oldest Pelican on the roster. A non-drafted free agent signee in 2020. By the Chicago Cubs, technically on a rehab assignment from the South Bend Cubs, is Sam Thorson. He takes over in relief of Wiggins. First pitch to Albert Sinassian is a little bit upstairs, and the count is 1-0. Thorson, the former Minnesota Golden Gopher, takes over on the mound for the Pelicans. Final line tonight for Jackson Wiggins. 3 2/3, two hits, one walk, five punchouts. He still is responsible for the two runners on base. 1-0 to Albertson, a little bit low, 2-0 now the count. Good eye from Albertson Ossian. First time up, he popped out weakly to Bowser over at first base. Thorson in his fifth appearance for the Pelicans this year, four innings, one hit. He's allowed five runs, two earned. He's walked seven batters. 2-0 upstairs, now 3-0. You're starting to see a little bit of where those runs start to manufacture. Seven walks in four innings. Five runs, only two earned. Seven strikeouts, though. Opponents batting just 0-71 against the righty Sam Thorson. 3-0 count, 2-1. Pitch to Albertson. Swings in a high chopper to third. Played by Passiola. The first he goes wide and in. And first is Albertson. Ossian, a very high chopper. And Albertson is safe at first. That'll move the runners up. So Hernandez to third, Kane to second, and it's a single for Albertson Ossian, one for two in the day. Bases chock full of Ballers with two outs for Luis Pineda. So Wiggins is responsible for the runners at second and third. And then it changes over to Sam Thorson. Pineda stands in, grounded out to the shortstop. Olivo is last time up. First pitch from the righty to Pineda. Swung on, a little weak tapper down the line, foul, and it's 0-1. Thorson has mentioned former Minnesota Golden Gopher. Spent all of last year in his time with the South Bend Cubs. Five games, no starts. Was 1-0 with a 4.50 ERA. 12 innings, he walked 13 batters. So a guy that allows a lot of free passes. 0-1. This one's smoked in the left. That looks like it'll drop, and it will, in front of Gariola. Rony Hernandez scores. In goes Mikey Cain. He'll score. Crow goes over the head of the catcher, Trice. That'll move the runners up. Hossie into second. And Luis Pineda with a two RBI base knock. And the Rollers retake the lead here. In this bottom of the fourth inning, it's 2-1. It's a single for Pineda. And then he moves to second on the play. So that is now 2-1 Kannapolis. And due up for the Ballers is Drake Logan. So it's a single. That scores Hernandez and Kane. And then Asian and Pineda each move up a base on what looks to be an E7 on the throw. Still getting the explanation from the official score just to my right. So the Ballers take a 2-1 lead here. It is a single and a throwing error in left field by Gariola. First pitch to Logan, fouled off down the line, and it's 0-1. So the E7 on Gariola out in left field. Puts a couple more runners in scoring position for the Ballers. 0-1 to Drake Logan. This one's lined into left center. That will drop for a base hit. Albert Sinassian scores. Here comes Pineda. He's going to score. It's a two RBI single for Drake Logan. And the Ballers jump out ahead 4-1 here in this bottom of the fourth. And Thorson's allowed two runs, as has now Jackson Wiggins. So we'll see how the rest of the inning shapes up. Again, all this with two outs. The Ballers with a flurry of base hits. Three, now four after Drake Logan gets to it. And then a walk in there as well. So four singles and a walk have manufactured four runs for the Ballers. Javier Mora digs in. First pitch on the way. Taken on the outside corner, 0-1. No one count on Mora. First time up, he struck out swinging. Ballers, four runs on four hits in the inning. Thorson's 0-1. Grounded to second. Well hit. Preciado fields, though, and at first he goes for the out. It's a 4-3 ground out, but damage done. Kannapolis, four runs on four hits. They lead 4-1 after four innings. That's a lot of fours. We'll go to the top of the fifth inning, and it's Carter Trice, Ismael Mena, Christian Olivo do up when we come back. With the Ballers Baseball Network and Bally Live here in Kannapolis, 4-1 Ballers over the Pelicans.
Those are my social security.
Carter Trice, Ismael Mena, Christian Olivo do up. It's the top of the fifth. First pitch to Trice. Grounded to second. Mora Fields in the first. He goes for the out. A 4-3 ground out. And there's the first out. Trice up. One pitch and one out. And two up now, Ismael Mena, the DH. Ballers picking up four runs in the inning on four hits in that bottom of the fourth. Kannapolis now on top 4-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Looking to pick up their first win in a nine-inning game this week. First pitch to Mena is a little bit low, but called a strike, and the count's 0-1. Two runs earned and charged to Wiggins. Two runs that are earned charged to Thorson. 0-1 swing and a miss, 0-2. Batista still below 60 pitches. He's at 56 at the moment. From the wind, 0-2 on the way. Up and in, Mena takes, and it's 1-2. Ballers now out hitting Myrtle Beach 5-3. And all those runs in the fourth are earned. This one weakly tapped to first. Connor Fields takes it to the bag himself in a foot race for the out. And there's two quick outs. A 3-U put out is the second out. Nine-hole batter Christian Olivo stands in as Aldrin Batista has sat down nine batters in a row. So nine batters in a row sat down by Aldrin Batista. It's been a good showing for the righty. From the line, first pitch to Olivo. Swung on, popped up shallow. And in the infield, called off by Sanchez, by Mikey Kane. And it's a P5 for the third out. Very quick, 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors. Nobody left on. We'll go to the bottom half of the fifth. Ballers will send the top of the order to the plate. It's Sanchez, Hogan, and Connor do up. They lead 4-1 over the Pelicans. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Wilbur Sanchez will step in and lead off. Bottom of the fifth inning. Back with the bump is Sam Thorson. One run charged to Thorson is unearned. It was Pineda that came around and scored the unearned run in that bottom of the fifth. But it is 4-1 Ballers. Bottom of the fifth we are here in Kannapolis. A beautiful night for baseball and a good crowd on hand for Thirsty Thursday action. 1-0 count, Thorson on the bump. First pitch to Sanchez of the ball. Second pitch also is off the plate. Count is 2-0. No arms warming in either pen for either side. Kannapolis getting a lot of production from Aldrin Batista. He's still under 60 pitches through five innings of work. 2-0 pitch on the way. Thorson's pitch is a little bit low and inside. It's 3-0 on Wilmer Sanchez. Matt Hogan, Caden Connor to follow here in the spot of the fifth. Count, nobody out. Pitch on the way. This one inside for all four. Wilmer Sanchez will draw a leadoff walk. He's on base for the first time tonight. And now the ballers will look for some more production in this bottom of the fifth. One on, nobody out for Matt Hogan. So Hogan stands in with one on, nobody out. He's grounded out and flown out on the night. The mound is a charge to Myrtle Beach. They now have another arm up tossing, and it looks like it is J-Roll Vizcaino back up tossing down the line for the Pelicans. First pitch to Hogan. Runner takes off a little late. First pitch called strike. Throw in a second, and Sanchez in there safe by a mile. The stolen base for La Chispa, Wilmer Sanchez. Runner now at second with an 0-1 count on Hogan. In the bottom of the fifth, Sanchez with his eighth stolen base of the year. So eight stolen bags for Sanchez. He's now at second with Hogan at the plate. 0-1. A little bit low, and it's even 1-1. You look at the numbers for the ballers with runners in scoring position. They've done very well this year when they've been in that scenario. Matt Hogan being one of the guys that's picked it up as of late. 1-1 from Thorson. Breaking ball spun in for strike two, and it's 1-2. Hogan batting .242 against batters when runners are in scoring position. He has 13 RBI with runners in scoring position. He has 20 on the year. 13 of those come when there's a runner on second or third. 1-2 pinch from Thorson. Swung on and missed for strike three. Just a good 86-mile-an-hour breaking ball. Catches the inside corner. Hogan chase, and it's one down. Caden Connor, the batter now, with one on and one out. Caden Connor will dig in, batting .290 with runners in scoring position. On the season, batting over .300. He's on a five-game on-base streak now as he reached today. First pitch is a little bit inside, a 1-0 count. It's Caden Connor today, 1-for-2, as mentioned, with a double in the first inning. He popped out to the third baseman Pasciola last time up. Deep breath from Thorson on the first base side of the rubber. 1-0 on the way. Connor takes low, but called strike one. It's even at 1-1. Sam Thorson on a rehab assignment here. Last pitched for Myrtle Beach in 2022. In two games, he was 0-1 with a 16.20 ERA. Definitely had his struggles with Myrtle Beach. He did pitch in the COVID-esque year, 2021, in the Low A East, as it was called back then. 1-1 swung on and missed. It looked like he did get a piece of it. Trice couldn't hold on, though, and it's 1-2. 2021, it wasn't the Carolina League. It was technically the Low A East. There were three divisions, not two, as there are now. Kannapolis was in a division with Fayetteville, Carolina, and down east. So a lot of drives of 2 hours to Fayetteville, 3 hours to Carolina, the Zebulon, and four to Kinston for a down east. A lot of games played between those four. They kept the travel pretty low in 2021. 1-2. A little bit low and outside, even at 2-2. Then 2022 rolled around, and they shuffled the league around back a little bit to now two divisions, the North and South. Kannapolis in the South Division. They're the winners of the first half here in 2024 in the South Division. First time that they've clinched a playoff spot since 2018. 2-2. little bit low and inside, and it looks like it hit Connor in the foot. It'll be a hit by pitch, and he'll take his base, so that'll put another runner on for Kannapolis. Thorson will now have multiple runners to deal with, and Ronnie Hernandez will stand in with one out and two on. So one out, Hernandez digs in, and Thorson will set. First pitch to Roney. Check swing, did he go around? Doesn't matter. Called strike one, 0-1. Hernandez digging in. He has one of five hits tonight for Kannapolis. A single back in the fourth inning that kind of got the party started. 0-1 from Thorson. Grounded to second. Should be a double play ball. Preciado flips to second for one on to first, and it is indeed an inning-ending double play. 4-6-3. Out at second is Connor for the second out, and then 4-6-3 out at first is Ronnie Hernandez. So one runner left on base. No runs in the inning for Kannapolis on no hits, no errors, and one left on. Aldrin Batista back on the bump at the top of the sixth inning when we come back on the Baldur's Baseball Network in Valley Live. Baldur's lead 4-1 here over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Top of the order due up for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Reginald Preciado digs in. Christopher Passiola, Jacob Wetzel due up. This pitch is a little bit low and outside. Count is 1-0 in the second baseman, Preciado. Passiola and Wetzel due up. Ballers lead 4-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. 1-0 a little bit inside for Batista, trying to get the fastball inside. And Preciado doesn't bite. The count is 2-0. 2-0 pitch on the way, swing and a miss. Batista pulled his string, and it's 2-1. Keeping a close eye, of course, on the Carolina-Columbia game. The Ballers, if they win tonight and Columbia is able to come back and beat Carolina, Ballers would finish with the best record in the first half. This one in there for a called strike, 2-2. And we're one strike away from fans getting a pizza discount here in Kannapolis. 2-2. Just a bit low. Count will run full. Preciado is 0-2 on the night with a pair of ground outs. He'll call time before getting another opportunity against Aldrin Batista. Preciado's got the City Connect socks on. The Chicago Cubs Wrigleyville City Connect socks pulled up to the knees. 3-2. Right down Broadway, ring him up, got him looking, called strike three. Aldrin Batista with seven punch-outs tonight through five and a third innings. Not too bad at all, my friend. Seventh strikeout of the night, and then I'll send it to Christopher Passiola with one out and nobody on base. There's your seventh strikeout. So if you're here at the ballpark, present your game ticket just down the road at Corner Cross. As this one tapped foul, it is an 0-1 count on Passiola. Take your game ticket from tonight and head on down to Corner Crust. Going to get $5 off a 28-inch crust pizza. 0-1 count. Batista will work from the line. Pitch on the way. A little bit inside, even at 1-1. Passiola tonight, 0-2. Combined, the top third of the order for the Pelicans tonight, 0-7 with four strikeouts so far. 1-1. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Batista tripped on the bump. Didn't matter. Still was able to compose himself. I think he just tripped on the mound. Again, that landing foot from when you kick and fire digs a bit of a hole into that mound. Looks like Batista just fell into it a little bit. 1-2 on the way. So this one's a roped foul into the bullpen for Myrtle Beach, and a baseball snagged down there by the watchful eye of Shane Marshall, who's keeping an eye and guarding the pitcher and catcher down there in the bullpen for the Pelicans. 1-2 in the way from Batista. This one tapped to third, foul again. And another one coming at 1-2. Elsewhere of note in minor league baseball, the Greensboro Grasshoppers, the other team in affiliated baseball, owned by Temerity Baseball, currently lead the Hudson Valley Renegades, and their magic number to clinch is just one. So Greensboro potentially could be clinching their first half title. 1-2. A little bit low and inside. 2-2 your count. How cool would that be for Temerity Baseball? Both of your affiliated teams in Kannapolis and Greensboro win the first half of their division and their leagues. That'd be awesome. 2-2. Little looper towards third. Kane will watch it and squeeze it for out number two. It's a soft P5 for the second out. Do up now, Jacob Wetzel, right fielder. White Sox organization, of course, busy tonight. Everywhere's busy in minor league baseball on Thursday. Top of the fifth in Asheville, the birthplace of Thirsty Thursday. As Wetzel takes strike one low, it's 0-1. Asheville up 10-5 over the Winston-Salem Dash. 0-1, swing and a miss, 0-2 just like that. Top of the fourth, the Charlotte Knights lead 6-4 over the Gwinnett Stripers. And the Montgomery Biscuits lead 6-0 at home over the Birmingham Barons. One final to report, the Dominican Summer League White Sox lose in the first game of doubleheader with the Blue Jays team. 0-2 a bit low and outside. It's now 1-2. And they just finished the other game up as well. So the Blue Jays take both games in the Dominican Summer League. 7-6 and then 6-3. And then 9 o'clock tonight, the Arizona Complex League team goes 1-2. Swing and a miss. Wetzel strikes out. And there is another punch out for Aldrin Batista. How about 8 tonight through 6 innings? Mighty fine night for Aldrin Batista as he gets 8 strikeouts through 6 innings of work. We'll go to the bottom half of the 6th. Ballers lead 4-1. We'll be right back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Kane, Ossian, and Pineda do up. Mikey Kane steps in and leads things off. It's the bottom of the sixth inning. Ballers on top 4-1 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, who turn it over to a new arm on the bump. Sam Thorson's night is done. It's Jarrell Vizcaino coming out of the bullpen. 6 foot, 155 pounds. His first pitch had been outside, 1-0. It is Vizcaino on the bump, third inning, third reliever, I should say, of the night for Myrtle Beach. Swing and a miss on the 1-0. It's 1-1. Third arm used. 155-pound righty of Sabana Grande de Valpalanque, Dominican Republic. Might have butchered that. My apologies. 1-1. Grounded down the line, and that'll get into the corner for a base knock and more. Kane on his horse. He'll head for second. Ball still loose in the corner, and it's a double off the bat of Mikey Kane. A leadoff two-bagger, and there's one on for the Ballers, and nobody out. Two up is Albertson Ossian. Jarrell Vizcaino, four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, changeup, 6'1", as mentioned, three innings in an outing. He's done it four times as the righty. Vizcaino hasn't appeared in a little bit of time. His last outing was the 14th against Columbia 6 days ago. First pitch to Ossie, and he tanks just a bit low. It's 1-0. Kane's at second with his first hit of the night. Ballers with six hits on the evening. 1-0 on the way. Ossian takes up and in. It's 2-0. Ossian in left field tonight. Not a common position for him to play. 2-0 count as Vizcaino working. 2-0. Fouled off, and we'll see another one come at 2-1. Just the fifth time all year that Albertson Ossian has played left field. Mainly patrols right. He's played 20 games there and 19 in center field. 2-1 count, nobody out. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. And it's now 2-2. Luis Pineda waiting on deck. There is an arm warming down the line for Kannapolis. Looks like the righty Luke Bell, who has been a gem out of the pen for the Ballers, is warming up in relief of Batista, it appears. 2-2 count, nobody out. Vizcaino sets, pitch on the way. 0-1 outside, Trice will block. Count will run full. Ballers lead 4-1 in the bottom of the sixth. Ossie singled his last time up, popped out to first base in the second. Full count, nobody out. Pitch on the way. Low, but on the outside corner for strike three. Ring him up, got him looking for called strike three. There's the first punch out of the night for Vizcaino. And there is one out in the inning. Due up now, Luis Pineda. So Pineda stands in with one on and one out. And a single in the fourth inning. Ended up grounding out in the second. First pitch, swing and a miss, 0-1. Vizcaino, 2-3 on the year, a 4.40 ERA. This one a little bit outside. It is 1-1 on Pineda. Third arm used by the Pelicans. Final line for Thorson. Inning in the third. Three hits. Two runs, one earned. A walk and a strikeout. 1-1. Pineda swings. This one's popped up in a shallow right. Coming out is Preciado. Coming in is Wetzel. And under it will be Wetzel to make the grab for the out. F9 and two outs now. In the frame, Kane still at second. And Drake Logan will try to drive him in. Drake Logan stands in, 1-2. Had a single last time up back in the fourth and flew out in the third. Ken, this is the final game of the first half for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Today, game number 66. First pitch in there called strike. It's 0-1. Tomorrow, game number 67. It's a whole new half. Standings essentially reset, and it becomes a new chase for a playoff spot. 0-1. Breaking ball a little bit outside, but called a strike. 0-1 becomes 0-2. Now, tomorrow, a lot of coaches out there will be begging for first half stats and just saying, hey, I need every piece of information you can give me from this first half. Now that we're at the halfway point, 0-2 upstairs. Check swing, did he go? Not even close. Counts 1-2. Kane at second with some decent speed. Javier Mora, nine-hole batter, awaits on deck. Bottom six, Boulders lead 4-1, out hitting the Myrtle Beach Pelicans 6-3. 1-2, check swing, did he go around? Yes, he did that time. And Drake Logan strikes out for the first time today. There's the third out, and two punch outs in the inning for Vizcaino. That'll leave one stranded for the Ballers, just the fourth time all night. They have stranded a runner as we'll go to a break here. Top of the seventh, we go back through to baseball in Kannapolis. And due up, it's Rosario, Bowser, and Gariola when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network and Dally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the seventh inning, Luke Bell takes over on the bump in relief of Aldrin Batista. First pitch, and they're called strike to Rosario. Count is 0-1. Rosario, Bowser, Gariola do up. Luke Bell taking over, 6'4", 205-pound Riney, former Xavier Musketeer. 0-1 into center field. Under it is Matt Hogan, makes the grab for the out. And it's just like that, a one quick out in the book for Luke Bell on the bump. Drew Bowser do up now, nobody on base, one out. Bell, a free agent signee in 2023 out of Chandler, Arizona. Spent a lot of time growing up, though, in Cincinnati. Originally drafted in 2019 by the Arizona Diamondbacks. Has a pretty long family bloodline in baseball. This one is fouled off. That'll end up back in the seats. Heads up, a nice grab on the front row. Look at that. You sit front row and you get a souvenir to take home. How awesome is that? Bell on the bump, his dad Mike, his grandfather Buddy, his great-grandfather Gus, and his uncle David all played in the big leagues. As this sharp grounder on the 0-1 is short, is played by Sanchez, throw to first in time for the out. 6-3 ground out, there's two outs, Andy Gariola, left fielder, stands in. Gariola 0-2 with a pair of strikeouts. Luke Bell has been one of the more efficient arms out of the pen. 0-0 with a 2.95 ERA entering today. 18 and a third innings pitched, 19 hits, 21 punch-outs, and he's not allowed a earned run in his last 10 games over his last 13 and a third innings. First pitch in there to Gariola, called strike. It's 0-1, and there's the bell ring. 0-1 in the way. On the outside corner, 0-2. Give me a crunch wrap, Luke Bell. Now I want Taco Bell. I'm going to get it tomorrow now. I'm inspired. Gariola stepping in. Trying to avoid the 0-for-3 night with a trio of strikeouts. 0-2. A little bit low and outside, 1-2. Gariola at the plate. Carter Trice, catcher, awaits on deck. Bell sets first base side of the rubber, 1-2. Swing and a miss at the plate. He struck him out. Luke Bell, 1-2-3 inning, picks up a strikeout. And how about 14 in the third innings? Luke Bell is not allowed a run. Pretty solid little work from the righty. And the Ballers now, after allowing one run in the second, have not allowed anything since, as the Ballers have shut down the Pelicans here in this one. So time to stretch at Atrium Health Ballpark. Get up to your feet. If you're in the ballpark or if you're at home, go grab a snack, grab a drink, and take a breather. We'll be right back. 9-1-2 to up. Mora Sanchez Hogan of the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Bottom of the seventh inning, Vizcaino back of the bump. Javier Mora digging in. First pitch lifted high and foul. The count is 0-1. Mora Sanchez and Matt Hogan do up. Friends in Low Place is the jam down here in Kannapolis. Ballers are making the crowd feel all right. It's 4-1 here, the bottom of the seventh. This one a bit low. Mora tanks as it's in and out of the glove of Trice. It's 1-1. Good crowd on hand for Thirsty Thursday. Gets pretty rowdy here late, but a lot of good times going on. 1-1 swing and a miss. Count is 1-2. Mora Sanchez, Hogan do up. Ballers have had a great game as of late. They have not allowed a base runner since the second inning by the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Mora will lift this one foul. Still 1-2. Aldrin Batista striking out 8 in his 6 innings of work. He allows one earned run on 3 hits with no walks. And he ties a career high with 8 strikeouts. 1-2 up and in. Mora takes. It's 2-2. Mora's had just one hit since June the 6th. On June the 5th, he had 3 hits. He was 3-for-3, doubled his season hits number. As this one up and in, count runs full on Javier Mora. Has cooled off a little bit here in Kannapolis. And it's starting to feel a little nicer out here. 3-2. Breaking ball in there. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike. 3 more strikes out. And Vizcaino has a strikeout. And again in this bottom of the seventh. 1 out. Top of the order. Wilbur Sanchez do up. So Wilbur Sanchez digging in. Vizcaino with now 3 punch outs. Sanchez swings on the first pitch and misses in and out of the glove of Trice. It's 0-1. as a unit. 9 punch outs for the Pelicans. And for the Ballers, a total of 9 as well. First pitch was a swing and miss for Sanchez. Second pitch is a little bit off. It's 1-1. One pitch on the way. A little bit low and outside. 2-1. Two-one count on Chispa. Hogan awaiting on deck. Pitch delivered. Swung on, lifted into center. Backtracking Rosario. Finally pulls up and makes the grab for the out. F8. Two outs now. And Matt Hogan will stand in 0-3 with a strikeout back in the fifth inning. Hogan struck out against Thorson. That's the only strikeout of the night for the righty Sam Thorson. Vizcaino now in another inning of work. First pinch in there called strike, 0-1. Count with two outs. It's time called. Hogan points out to left. There's a blue space ball. Andy Cariola goes over and retrieves. Hogan, a ground out, a fly out, and a strikeout. Trying to get on base in some fashion. Had a 19-game on-base streak snapped last game. Swings at the 0-1 and misses. It's 0-2. So the longest on-base streak right now is Ryan Burrows for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. Burrows has a day off. It's 6 games in a row he's reached base. Ballers had a pair of long on-base streaks, but lost in the doubleheader mess yesterday. 0-2 chop to first, played by Bowser, and a foot race is won by Bowser. He had less ground to cover, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Vizcaino on the bump. No runs, no errors, no hits, and no one left on, as we'll go to the eighth inning. Trice, Mina, and Olivo do up for the Pelicans when we come back on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Bottom third of the order due up for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. It's Trice, Mena, and Olivo. They have not had a runner on base since the second inning. This one weakly tapped to Futh, shortstop. Wilber Sanchez makes the play. One pitch, one out. And just like that, the Ballers 5 outs away from victory. Luke Bell back for his second inning of work. He has been solid, as that will send us into one out. And due up is Ismael Mena. Mena will stand in. Pitch on the way. This one is on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. There is a new left fielder in. It is Riku Nishida. 0-1 swing and a miss. Count is 0-2. So Riku Nishida in in left field now. Albertson Ossian has moved to center. 0-2 upstairs. And the count is 1-2. Ossian in center now, and Riku Nishida is in left. One, two count. Bell sets. Pitch on the way. This one sprayed into left. Nishida backtracking, and he's under it. Makes the grab for the out, and the count is now two outs. And due up for the Pelicans is Olivo. Two outs, first pitch to Olivo is in there, called strike. Count 0-1 on Christian Olivo. Ballers, again, have not allowed a base runner since the second. Pitching staff has been sharp, and the old broadcaster's curse nips me in the butt. As Olivo lifts this one into center for a base hit, it's a two-out single now. And due up is top of the order, Reginald Preciado. So Preciado will stand in and bat. That's the first base runner of the night for the Pelicans since the second. First pitch to Preciado, up and away, but called a strike. It's 0-1. Ossian again moving over to center. 0-1 from Bell. Just a bit up and away. It's 1-1. One one count, two outs, pitch on the way. This one is a little bit outside. Count is 2-1. Two one count with two outs. Swing and a miss on the 2-1. Now 2-2. Bell has been sharp tonight. One strikeout through an inning and two-thirds, trying to make it two innings of work for him. 2-2 count with two outs. Bell's pitch on the way. Up in there, ring him up, got him looking. On the snap throw to second, he's safe, doesn't matter. As it's strike three anyways at the plate, Bell has got the strikeout, and that is the end of the inning. And that will be the second punch out of the night for Luke Bell. Third out. Ballers three outs away from victory. We'll take a break and be right back. Bottom eight, we go on the Ballers Baseball Network in Valley Live. Caden Connor will dig in and lead it off here in this bottom of the eighth inning. Ballers looking for a little more insurance. They lead 4-1 here as we'll go into the bottom of the eighth. Vizcaino on the bump in what's been a rocky night for the Pelicans offense. Really, other than the four runs in the bottom of the fourth, the Maulers haven't had much success either. It's been a pitcher's duel up to this point. First pitch to Connor is a little bit outside, a 1-0 count. Maulers have not mustered a base runner since the sixth inning. Myrtle Beach just picking up a couple of opportunities on the base paths in the last inning. That was the first time they'd had anything since the second. 1-0 lifted high and foul. Count will even 1-1. So a 1-1 count with nobody out. And Kannapolis looking for a little bit more insurance. 4-1 your score. Pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. 1-2. Connor strikes as two now. A double, a pop out, and a hit-by pitch on the night for Caden Connor. Roni Hernandez and Mikey Kane to follow. Ballers leading 4-1 out, hitting Myrtle Beach 6-4. Out-of-town scores, of course, a busy night. Bottom of the eighth inning, Delmarva up 4-2 on Fayetteville. Bottom seven, Salem up 4-1 up in Virginia. Top seven, Charleston leads 3-1 over Lynchburg as Connor smokes this one in a right. Diving effort from Wetzel, and he makes the grab for the out. It's an F9 for Caden Connor, and a nice play by Jacob Wetzel. That is the first out. Roni Hernandez will now stand in. Miss Casey Benny back for what I think is her fourth inning tonight as Ballers bat dog. My goodness, she's been busy. One out, Roni Hernandez due up. 3-2 Charleston over Lynchburg at the moment. Down and the Joe in Charleston. Bottom seven, tie game in Fredericksburg. The Nationals and the Wood Ducks are tied at one as Hernandez swings and misses 1-0. Carolina up 7-0 over Columbia. And the top of the seventh down at SRP Park. 1-0. This one fouled off. Ooh, that was close. A little bit higher, and it would have ended up right in my window. That was coming right for me. Roni Hernandez keeping me on my toes up here. 1-1 from Vizcaino. Up and in, 2-1. Jesus Mendez tossing down the line for the Ballers, assuming he will enter in relief of Luke Bell. Pitch on the way, the 2-1 just a bit inside. Count will run to 3-1. Can pretty much assume that Mendez will go in and have the top of the ninth. Hernandez will call time. 3-1 count with one out, and now, hold on, the umpire's convening. Cameron Jones, Reginald Webb having a discussion. Count is 3-1 on Roni Hernandez. Two and two, rather. A little late on the change of the call. 2-2. This one inside. Count will run full. Count was wrong on the board. It said 3-1, but the umps say 2-2. Now everyone's in agreement. It's 3-2. Full count, payoff pitch. Hernandez kind of flails at this one towards short. To his left, Olivo makes the play for the out. A 6-3 ground out. There's the second out, and due up Mikey Kane, third baseman. So Kane will stand in, had a double his last time up. Walls also walked and struck out tonight. Ballers lead 4-1 in this bottom of the eighth inning. Two outs, pitch on the way. This one a little bit outside. Kane now has a 1-0 count. Two outs, pitch from Vizcaino. Swing and a miss, 1-1. Nice pitch from the righty Vizcaino, a little breaking ball. Count with two outs from the line, pitch on the way. Just a little bit low and outside, 2-1, Kane with a sharp eye. No multi-hit performances from any Cannonballer, six hits on the night. 2-1 a little bit low, and the count is 3-1. Bottom of the eighth inning, Ballers lead 4-1. Pleasure to have you join us on Bally Live at MyLB.TV. Dan Helody bringing the action. 3-1. Lifted high and foul. Count will run full 3-2. Albertson Ossian, the now center fielder, awaiting on deck for Kannapolis. And bottom eight, full count, two outs. Vizcaino on the first base side of the rubber. Payoff pitch. Kane takes low and outside, ball four. That'll be a walk. And now the ballers with another base runner. This time in this bottom of the eighth inning. Kane with his second walk of the night. So now one on, two outs for Albertson Ossian. Ossie in the night, a single, a pop out, and a strikeout. Pat Leland, the third base coach and manager of the Cannonballers, had to go retrieve a foul ball from the left field. Vizcaino sets first pitch. In the dirt, 1-0 is Trice blocks. Ballers lead 4-1, looking for their second win of the week. Again, this is a series when Kannapolis can get a true series victory. It'll be either a series victory for Kannapolis or Myrtle Beach. Cannot be a series split. This one inside Ossian, 2-0. Basically a first team to four wins takes the series. It's like a good Stanley Cup final matchup. 2-0 on the way. Ossian swings and misses, 2-1. Luis Pineda, catcher, awaits on deck. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Kannapolis will finish with the best record in the South Division, entering tonight at 40-25. 2-1. Broken bat, grounded to short. Played by Olivo. Has to hurry the throw. Ossian runs, and he's safe. Albertson Ossian legs out an infield single on a weak tapper back to short. And Mikey Kane gets to second. A nice effort from Olivo at short, but had to rush the throw against a speedy Albertson Ossian. 2-1 and 2 out. Luis Pineda due up. Ossian, not a slow runner by any means. A guy that is pretty close to the top. And a stolen bases on the year for the Ballers. 18 of 21. As out comes this guy, Eno's pitching coach, and George Thanopoulos. First season as pitching coach for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Pelicans in the Chicago Cubs organization. So after you get out of the Dominican Summer League and the Complex League, you go to Myrtle Beach, and their High A affiliate is in South Bend, Indiana, with the South Bend Cubs. In the Midwest League, Double A, you go to the Tennessee Smokies out there in Kodak, Tennessee, in the Sevierville Pigeon Forge area. And their Triple A affiliate is in Iowa with the Iowa Cubs. Then you head to Wrigley. First pitch, this one gets by Trice, and that'll move the runners up. It kind of squirted through Pineda and Trice into the backstop and went. We'll take a peek at the scoring decision in just a moment, but it does move the runners up. Count is 1-0. It'll be a wild pitch for Vizcaino. Looked like it just was a little too inside for it to be an easy play for Carter Trice, the catcher. 1-0 pitch from Vizcaino, swing and a miss on a breaking ball. It's even at 1-1. Pineda, a ground out, a single, and a fly out in the sixth inning. One count with two outs. Pitch on the way. Little tapper back to short. Almost hit Ossian. Shortstop Olivo fields and throw to first in time for the out. Almost hit Ossian, and if it did, it would have been the third out. As again, you get hit by a batted ball in live play and fair play, and you're out. So that almost was the case, but here we go. Bottom of the ninth inning. Jesus Mendez on to try to shut down the Pelicans. We'll go to the bottom half. Passiola, Wetzel, and Rosario when we come back with the Ballers. Baseball Network and Bally Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Well, the Ballers are 3 outs away from victory. Jesus Mendez on to try to slam the door on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. First pitch in there called strike, and the count is 0-1. Mendez, 6'1", 190-pound righty, 19 years of age from Valencia, Venezuela, is Jesus Mendez. Carolina League leader in saves. He has 7 on the year. 3 outs away of the Ballers from victory as Passiola sprays this one foul into the Wayne Brothers picnic area down the line and left. It is 1-1 on Passiola. Wetzel and Rosario to follow here in the top of the ninth inning for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. They have 4 hits. Kannapolis with 7. And has been all Ballers since the fourth inning, essentially, as they've gotten a lot of production tonight. 1-1 on the way. Mendez's high velo fastball is a little bit outside and low. It's 2-1. Mendez 2-1 on the year, a 5.03 ERA in 19 and two-thirds innings, 25 strikeouts. His last appearance was back on the 16th against Delmarva, 1 inning with 1 strikeout. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball inside and low, and Passiola is a victim of a strikeout. His count looked to be a little behind. First strikeout for Mendez. One down now. The Ballers 2 outs away from victory. Jacob Wetzel now do what? Final line for Luke Bell. 2 shutout innings with 1 hit, no walks, and 2 punchouts. Bell now up to 15 and a third innings of shutout baseball on the mound out of the bullpen. First pitch to Wetzel inside, a 1-0 count. Passiola striking out, swinging. 1-0 on the way from Mendez. A little bit outside, 2-0. Just on the edge of the zone. Ken Mendez, as mentioned, Carolina League leader in saves, the 7. Schultz from Fredericksburg has 8, but he got called up to the Wilmington Blue Rocks. This one put in there, called strike, 2-1. He has 8 with the Fredericksburg Nationals, but again, he got called up to high A. He's now with the Wilmington Blue Rocks in Delaware. 2-1 from Mendez. Just a bit inside, 3-1. Wetzel has not reached base yet today. He's 0 for 3 with a trio of strikeouts. Trying to avoid the golden sombrero. 3-1 count with one out. Pitch on the way. In the dirt for ball four. And that's the first time that anyone from the top three in the order for the Pelicans has reached base in this one. They are a combined 0-for-11 with a walk. Are the top third of the order. So it'll be Alphonso Rosario stepping in. 1-for-3 with a single and a pair of flyouts. Rosario in center field today. Single, a stolen base, and a pass ball. First pitch, a little bit low and outside from Mendez, 1-0. Mendez last allowed a run in the 11th against Delmarva. That was the first game of the series. One run on two hits in an inning of work. 1-0. Swung on, lifted into left. Backtracking to Shida. Warning track, looking up, and Ossian looks, and it's just out of here for a two-run homer. Alphonso Rosario adds a little bit of pressure now as he lifts a two-run blast into left field. It just got over the wall and into the berm. That one goes. A two-run blast for Alphonso Rosario, his ninth homer of the season. And the Pelicans, first place in the Carolina League in home runs, showing off a little bit of what they can do as it's now a 4-3 ball game with one out. Drew Bowser due up. One out, nobody on base, and here comes Blake Hickman to come talk with Jesus Mendez. The Pelicans pick up a pair in this ninth inning. Hickman talking to Mendez and Pineda. Good news is Bowser and Gariola, the next two guys in the order, have not reached base yet today. In fact, they're a combined 0 for 6 with four strikeouts. 10 punch counts as a unit for the Kannapolis Cannonballers. One out, Bowser stepping in. Mendez's pitch. Just on the outside corner, 0-1. Starting him off with a breaking ball. Mendez fastball, changeup, slider. For the righty from Venezuela, free agent signee in 2022. It's actually the first home run that Mendez has allowed all season. This one lifted high and foul, and it quickly becomes 0-2. Bowser 0-for-3, a strikeout and a pair of groundouts to the shortstop Sanchez. 0-2 in the way. Up and in, almost hits Bowser in the chin. 1-2 your count. Andy Gariola waiting on deck. 1-2 in the way. Check swing. Doesn't matter. Ring him up. Got him looking. Called strike three. It's on the outside corner. Bowser can't believe it. And there's a strikeout for Jesus Mendez, his second of the inning. And there's the 11th by the Kannapolis Cannonballers pitching staff. One out away are the Ballers from victory. And Andy Gariola now is all that stands between the Kannapolis Cannonballers and a 4-3 win. Mendez will work from the stretch. First pitch, Gariola takes up and in, and it's 1-0. Gariola, the Carolina League leader in homers, 0-for-3 with a trio of strikeouts. 1-0 on the way. This one lined to first. Caden Connor makes the snag, and that's all she wrote. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight, Kannapolis, with a four-run bottom of the fourth inning. Weathers a push from Myrtle Beach in the top of the ninth inning. They get a masterful performance from Aldrin Batista on the bump. Eight strikeouts ties a career high, and the Ballers take their second win of the week. It's 4-3 in your final score tonight. We'll take a break. Post-game show coming up here on the Ballers Baseball Network and Valley Live. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. How about that to put a period on the first half in the Carolina League South Division? We'll be right back after this short break. 4-3 your score. Post-game show in just a moment.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Trevor Wilt, thanks for sending it up here to the broadcast booth here. High top Atrium Health Ballpark. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win 66 up, 66 down. That is the end of the first half in the Carolina League's action in 2024. For the Kannapolis Cannonballers, they finish it with a 41-25 record at 0. In case you didn't hear, we're going to the playoffs mid-September. We'll be here at Atrium Health Ballpark with a playoff push as we pick up the victory tonight, 4-3 over the Myrtle Beach Pelicans. Hits tonight for Kannapolis. It is 7 for Kannapolis and 5 for Myrtle Beach as the Ballers pick up the win. A big time performance on the ball from Aldrin Batista. 6 innings, 8 strikeouts. It ties a career high, does Aldrin Batista. 6 wins on the year. He now is tied for the lead in the Carolina League. 1 run on 3 hits. And then out of the bullpen, Luke Bell, 2 shutout innings. He continues his scoreless streak on the bump. 2 strikeouts. And then Jesus Mendez with his Carolina League leading 8th save on the year. 2 runs in 1 inning of work with 1 walk and 2 punch-outs. The Ballers get a lot of performance in that bottom of the 4th inning. A lot of big-time performances. Luis Pineda with an RBI base knock. 2 RBI driven in. And then Drake Logan as well with a 2 RBI base hit. And both of those guys providing all the runs for Kannapolis. Albert Sinassian with a multi-hit game. 2-for-4 in the night. Other than that, pretty quiet night, all things considered. On the other side, Myrtle Beach picking up only really a solo run in the second inning on a Carter Trice base knock, and then Alphonsen Rosario with his 9th homer of the season. Myrtle Beach, the team that leads the Carolina League in home runs, actually adds another one here. 52 now on the season. Rosario hits a 2-run shot to make it a 1-run ball game, but Mendez cleans it up and picks up the victory and the save here in this one. The good news, well, the Ballers win tonight, and they get to do it all again tomorrow. Game 67 of the season and game 1 of the second half. So everything resets tomorrow, and we will get set for another 66 games of action in the Carolina League. Tommy Vail gets the start, 3-1 with a 1.73 ERA. Opposite of the star righty for the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, Nazir Mule on the mound for the Pelicans, 0-1 with a 4.50 ERA. Again, Princess Knight of the ballpark. Be sure to grab your tickets for tomorrow, kcballers.com. Call 704-932-3267 to grab your tickets or visit the box office on your way out as the Ballers will host Myrtle Beach again for the 5th game of the series tomorrow at Atrium Health Ballpark. For everyone in Kannapolis, everyone listening in online, Valley Live, MILB.TV for the audio streams, kcballers.com, and the MILB First Pitch app. I'm Dan Elodie saying thanks for tuning in, and I'll leave you as I always do. Speak in love, love baseball. Stay blessed, and until next time, have a blast. Ballers win, baby. Ballers win. Your final score tonight is Kannapolis 4 and Myrtle Beach 3. Enjoy the rest of your Thursday night. Drive home safe if you're on the road, and have a great one, everyone.